Hello, Stallions. My name is Agnes Clara DeCoombe. For those of you that know me and for those of you that don't, welcome to the family. This is a podcast made for the people, by the people, a place where I tackle difficult and thought-provoking topics, and a place where you relate and find a better you. So sit back, grab your snacks, and let's have a chat. What's up, what's poppin', what's happening, everybody? We're back for another episode. Grab your tea, grab your candy, grab your coffee, grab anything that makes you feel good, because today we're having a chit-chat episode. It's been a while, you guys. Let's catch up. You know, the last two episodes I did interviews and they were great, and I'm still trying to navigate how I want to go about interviews. Obviously, with things like that, you want to put the guests first. I can't be as crazy as free. You guys know how I get down. But today we're going to be catching up. What's everyone watching on Netflix? How's the panoramic treating you? Panoramic, obviously meaning pandemic for my older audience. Let's get into what's been going on in my life. Let's get into Behind Her Eyes on Netflix. Let's get into future talks and everything. And let's get into this episode. So first things first, you guys hear this beautiful sound in your ears, right? This is a new microphone. Obviously, I feel like 2021, invest in yourself, invest in your projects, invest in your passions. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to step it up on the podcast, give you guys amazing guest features and all of that. So stay tuned, you guys. So obviously I had to get my sound together first, although my last mic was good to me. Okay, no hate. But aside from the new mic, you guys, I started going to physiotherapy. I am 22 years old and my back is crippling. Literally, you guys, every single day I feel pain in my back, and this has been going on for about 3 months. And on the 15th of February, don't get any ideas, I woke up and my back was in the worst state that it's ever been. I couldn't move, right? And at that point, I was like, yeah, I need to go to physiotherapy. Went there. I told the guy, please tell me something's wrong with my back, because I just need you to fix my spine, adjust me something so that I can be alleviated from this excruciating pain. And he goes, your muscles are just tense. Maybe because you don't work out as much and there's an increase in stress. So you're telling me I can't move because of stress. Understandable, because it's just the upper back and like around my neck area. That's where you carry a lot of like tension and stuff. But I sat there and I almost wanted to burst into tears, because I was thinking the whole time, so I have back pains because of something that I cannot control. Like, I've had anxiety ever since I was 15. Doctor said, you have anxiety. Here are pills. Go ahead. Get better. And now you're telling me that I have this excruciating pain in my back because of something that I can't control. Anyway, so now I'm doing stretches. I have to go on walks every day, which isn't bad. And I'm feeling a little better. But hopefully in the long run, I'll be free, because I'm someone that loves to work out. And obviously because of the pandemic and the gyms opening and closing, I haven't worked out as much. And he raised that point. He said, you don't work out as much. Like, this pandemic is really taking a toll on everyone. And whether you want to admit it or not and say that you're used to it by now, oh, you love being indoors, I think one way or another, if you don't physically cry, I think your body is going to cry for you. And that's what happened to me. And I just need to take more care of my body. So if any of you guys are dealing with anxiety or stress and have seen that your body is now reacting to that type of anxiety, give me your tips. Because I'm stretching and stuff, but I feel like I could do more. So any tips and tricks are absolutely welcome. Next topic, let's talk about Behind Her Eyes, the series that everyone's watching and have been telling you to watch. This is just another Bridgerton hype. I'm not gonna get on it. It's probably not that good. I'm here to remind you, it is one of the best series I've ever watched. Okay. Let's take that back just a little bit. In the beginning, I was very confused. I think a lot of people were confused, but also the characters in the series were confused. because there were so many secrets that were being held. And it talks about astral projection, lucid dreaming, cheating. It talks about envy. And there's just such good material in this film. Sometimes I wonder, like, how did this writer come up with this? Because it's a book originally, and apparently the book is better. So I would suggest either the series or the book. You guys need to watch it. But I was also wondering, so did you guys expect the ending? Like, am I the only one that was really shocked about the ending? I don't think anyone saw that coming, and I think that's why it's up there for me in Netflix series, because the ending just blew me away. You guys are not gonna expect it. So you want to tell me that it wasn't her the whole time? But anyways, I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys. This is your reminder to go watch Behind Her Eyes on Netflix and enjoy it and love it and rave about it. The next thing I want to talk about is thinking about the future. So recently, my mom and I had a conversation about what I want to do after my master's degree. Now, I've applied to many jobs, and you can never have enough applications. So I'm, you know, whenever I have the opportunity, I'm just applying to more and more and more and more. And I was thinking, you know, maybe I want to stay in Ireland for a little longer and not move just yet. I think it's the fact that I may move that's actually making me a bit nervous about the future, because obviously, you know, jobs are not guaranteed. We're in a pandemic, everyone's looking for a job. And so, it was quite frightening. And she was just suggesting, you know, oh, maybe apply to the UN, like legal positions. And maybe in the US, you can do an internship here and there. And this is how my anxiety works. I get stressed out. Then I can become a little rude. And obviously, she doesn't reciprocate the rudeness, right? Thankfully, she's, you know, the sweetest woman. And then I shut off, hang up, feel bad, and then apologize, right? And when I hung up and I felt like really, really sad about really sad about being rude, I sort of cried a little bit, because I was like, there's just so many things that comes with this pandemic. It's like, even the simple things as in dropping your CV, which is better, dropping your CV in firms and stuff like that, like you can't really do anymore. Going into, you know, a new country, and if there's still lockdown, not being able to make friends as easily. And I've moved around so much in my life that I'm kind of just jaded. I'm kind of jaded by moving. I just want to find a place and call it my home. And I think that Ireland is really like my home. I've made this place my home. You come here alone, moved out 18, came to a different country, a random country. Everyone asks me, why did you come to Ireland? Because I fell in love with it when I first came here to visit. And when you're in a place like this, you make your own friends, you work here, you go to school here, you have your just your little lifestyle, right? This is where I started my podcast and everything. And so leaving this place would be heartbreaking. But then again, you also have to think about your career, right? And that's what she was trying to tell me. Like, she was like, no, I'm just trying to help you. And I'm like, I understand, but it's just a little stressful. And on top of that, I'm not finished with master's yet, obviously. So it's a lot of things to think about. I think that a lot of people are in the same situation as me. And if you feel the same way, let's talk about it. Send me a DM and let's figure this out together. My dream job is to become a corporate lawyer. And so that's the type of jobs that I'm looking for. If anyone's looking to fill in a position, hello, you can send your emails my way. But yeah, so fingers crossed, I get to stay here and find a really good job here and continue what I'm doing. But then the other stressful thing is, I don't think you ever really know what you want to do. It would be great for me to be a corporate lawyer, but I'm also a creative. I'd love to write. I would love to finish my book that I have. I'd love to continue this podcast on a bigger scale. I would love to do acting. I would love to do a lot of things, right? And so if the opportunity presents itself, would I drop law to pursue my creative side? Or would I do both at the same time? Ideally, I'd like to do both. And hopefully that opportunity presents itself. But until then, we will just keep moving and doing what we do. I'll continue manifesting. And we're going to go on to bigger and better things. And I wish that for everybody. Moving on. Let's talk about people gaining a little weight during the pandemic. I don't know if this is weird to say, but I love to see people gaining just a little bit of weight over the pandemic. It makes us feel normal, doesn't it? Because when you're at home 24/7, I don't know if I'm the only one, but I make rounds to the kitchen. Rounds, darling. And don't let my body fool you, because I have a very fast metabolism and I do, you know, work out here and there. So I keep in shape, darling, but I do love to eat. And I love to eat good foods and I like to snack. Let's face it, we're all doing the same thing. We're all lounging around watching Netflix. We like to snack on this and that. We love to order food. And don't feel bad. Do not feel bad, because we're all doing it. There's nothing to do at home, so might as well eat. Blame TikTok. TikTok is always giving us ideas, feta cheese this and french fries this, and I just want it all. If you're that type of person that goes into the kitchen and you look at your Doritos, you look at your apple, you look back to your Doritos, you look at your apple, the person that chose the apple, good for you. Great. Keep it healthy. Keep it moving. However, the person that chose the Doritos, baby, savor every single chip. We're all doing it. Summer isn't till June. You have time for that summer body. When things open up, go back. But for now, savor up. Summer body for what? Is it guaranteed that the borders will be open? Ooh. Summer body for another lockdown? Ooh. But honestly, jokes aside, you guys, I know a lot of people look at themselves in the mirror this pandemic and does not recognize themselves, because let's face it, like, there's nowhere to go. You're not as active anymore. For those of you that actually don't have the habit of working out often or walking, you know, you might gain a little bit of weight, but that's fine. Like, give yourself, I feel like people don't give themselves a break enough. We're all going through it. We're all, you know, our mental health isn't the best right now. People are going through breakups. People are going through grieving because they lost someone, or, you know, whatever your situation is. Like, if baking a cake every week is going to make you happy, then you should do that. There is nothing wrong with that. If that makes you feel good, do it. I think people need to pamper themselves more. Do a little bit of self-care. Do your hair differently. Do your nails. Dye your hair. I mean, you know, pour yourself a glass of wine every once in a while. Like, I think we just need to take it easy and hype ourselves up sometimes. I mean, if everyone's feeling like shit, obviously because of the pandemic, why are you going to rely on your friends or someone else to lift you up? You have to try to do that yourself. And that's the cold hard truth. But on that note, I hope everyone is doing absolutely splendid. We're all going through our own struggles. And if you guys ever need to talk about anything, and I mean anything at all, contact me through at The Stallion Podcast, either on Facebook or Instagram. Or if you know my personal Instagram, DM me there. But on that note, I hope you guys enjoyed this chit chat. Your girl's out.